In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have our Divine Mercy Sunday breakfast after Mass. So I'm not sure if you came for the bacon or for Jesus, but either way, you're here, and praise God that we come to this church to worship the Lord on this Sunday, but especially this Sunday, which is so special in our church, because today in the Chaldean church, we celebrate New Sunday, which is the Sunday after the resurrection, Hoshaba Chatha. And it's also Divine Mercy Sunday for the entire Catholic Church. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful day to come before the Lord. Our altar is beautifully decorated, as always is, by our volunteers. And I just love the statue of the Divine Mercy that's in front of the altar this year specifically. And just the beauty when we look at the Divine Mercy of Jesus. You know, St. Faustina, when this image was given to her, the Lord said that He promised that great things would come to those who look upon this image, to those who look upon the Divine Mercy of Jesus. And I think we're just so in need of that, especially today, the Divine Mercy of our Lord, the love of our Lord, the mercy of our God, and how desperately we need that. What I see in the readings this week is this common theme of a lack of trust. There's a lack of trust in God. You know, I see that in the first reading with Ananias and Sapphira, who they had this rule in the time of the apostles that everything was in common, that when they sold something or when they bought something, everything was in common, everything was owned together, and that nobody was ever in need, because if anyone ever needed something, they would go to the apostles and the apostles would provide for them. So there was just this common living that they had, this unity that they had, this beautiful living that they had together. Ananias and Sapphira sold a piece of their property, but they kept back some of the proceeds for themselves. They kept back some of the money. They didn't give it all to the apostles and to the community. And so what we heard in the reading is they lie to the apostles and they eventually die, because they didn't have this trust in God or this trust in the apostles that they would be provided for, that they would be taken care of. And then in the gospel, we see St. Thomas. Jesus appears to the apostles, but St. Thomas is not there. And then the disciples tell him, he comes back to them, and the disciples tell him, "We've seen the Lord." And St. Thomas says, "I will not believe until I see this and this." St. Thomas himself did not have trust in the apostles, or even trust that Jesus had resurrected from the dead. So there's just this common theme in the readings of a lack of trust. And I think that today is a day of trust. Divine Mercy is all about trust. Anytime you look at the image of Divine Mercy, at the very bottom are the words, "Jesus, I trust in you." And these are the words that were revealed to St. Faustina by our Lord. "Jesus, I trust in you." Those words are so powerful, but for some reason, this is the number one thing we struggle with in our lives. We struggle to trust God, to trust in Jesus. In the many things that happen in our life, in the many sufferings or the burdens or the crosses that we have, it's difficult to trust in God. It's difficult to have that trust in Him. But what's interesting is we trust random strangers all the time. And just think about how we trust random people in our lives. We trust random people every single day. If you've ever been in an Uber or a Lyft, you are trusting a random person, someone you have no idea who, you can't even pronounce his name on the app, okay? And you trust this person. You get in a random person's car. Think about how crazy this is, right? We get in a random person's car and we trust this random person to take us in their car and to take us to our destination. Random person. If you've been on a plane recently, you trusted the pilot. You trusted that he had his training. You trusted that he's not drunk or high, and that he's going to fly this plane, that he's going to get you into the air and keep you in the air, and you trust him to keep you in that air and to bring you down safely back to land. We trust him. Or how about just going out to eat? Or going to some random person's house and eating their food? I don't know if you eat random people's pachas. I stopped doing that, okay? But we eat people's food all the time. We go to restaurants all the time. And we eat at restaurants and we trust that our food is not going to be poisoned. That our food is going to come out cooked perfectly clean, and that when I place this food in my mouth and it goes into my body, I'm going to be fine. So we trust all of these random people in our lives, but when it comes to Jesus, I don't want to trust in you, Lord. That I've tried to trust in you, I've tried to give you this thing, I've tried to give you this cross, I've tried to give you this burden, but I can't trust you. I really can't trust you, Lord. I can't trust you with my marriage, I can't trust you in my relationship, I can't trust you with my job, my career, my school. All of these things that we need to trust God for, we lack this trust in Him. The number one thing we need to understand is that God is all powerful. Jesus is more powerful than me, than you, than anyone in this world, than anybody. And He proves that in the gospel. His resurrection is proof that He's powerful. But today He proves it again. He appears to the disciples, to the apostles, but there's a very important point in the gospel. A very important point that St. John makes, and he's very clear about this. He says that the disciples were in the upper room, and they were in this room for fear of the Jews, so the doors were locked. The doors of the room that the disciples were in were locked. And St. John doesn't say that Jesus pressed the Ring camera, okay? They didn't have no cameras back then. St. John doesn't say that Jesus knocked on the door and waited for St. Peter to open and then He comes in. He says the doors were locked and Jesus came and stood among them. This is the power of Jesus. That He didn't have to knock on the door. He didn't have to find a window that was open and crawl in. Jesus, in all of His power, in all of His might, came directly and appeared directly to the apostles, right in their midst. This is how powerful Jesus is. That no doors, no walls, no windows can get in His way. Nothing can get in His way. There's no blockage. There's nothing that can get in our God's way in order for Him to come into our lives. Nothing. That's how powerful He is. That's why we can trust Him. We need to trust God in both life and death. We need to trust Him in sickness and in health. We need to trust Him in good times and in bad. We have to build this trust in God. Last night, if you didn't hear, Jessica Hanna, also known as Blessed by Cancer, passed away. And she was a beautiful woman. A beautiful woman of faith that affected so many people. She had over 40,000 people following her on social media through her journey. This young mother of four children was diagnosed with cancer back in 2020. She was pregnant, and the doctors were telling her to terminate the pregnancy because of her cancer that was so aggressive and so serious. She did not terminate the pregnancy. Throughout her entire pregnancy, she trusted in God. She trusted in the Lord to the point where she gave birth to her son. And when she gave birth to her son, she was clear of her cancer. Clear of her cancer through the intercession of Blessed Solanus Casey. She trusted so much in the Lord that she didn't listen to the world that was telling her, your pregnancy is going to end, just terminate your baby, get rid of your child. But she kept her child and brought her child to full life, and God healed her. For some time. Eventually, her cancer came back and she ended up passing away last night from this cancer. But I think many of us, including myself, saw a woman that never was angry or bitter with God because of her suffering and her pain. That even in her suffering and her pain, she continued to trust in the Lord. I visited her once in the hospital, and I'm so blessed that I had this opportunity with her. I was blessed to visit her and to pray with her, to give her the Eucharist. And I remember specifically when she received the Eucharist. Because I saw a woman that was literally withering away. Like the cancer was literally taking her away slowly and slowly. And I could see a woman that was in pain, a woman that had so much burden and suffering. And when I came to bring her the Eucharist, she stood up in her bed. She got up for Jesus. In all of her pain and of all of her suffering, she was ready to welcome Jesus, and she wanted to do it ready for her Lord. What I saw in this woman was a complete trust in God. She had a beautiful saying. She said, life is school for the soul, and death is graduation day. So we can look at our life. You know, we've been through so many deaths in our community, especially this week. There's more deaths that can be tragic. And we can even look at Jessica's death and say, what a tragedy. But I don't even think she would want us to say that. Because as a faithful woman, I think she would want us to look at her death and say, what a victory. What a victory. You see, we have the wrong idea of death in our lives, my brothers and sisters, especially in our community. We look at death as such a horrible and evil thing, but what we have to understand is that death is a victory when we live our life for Jesus. If you're not living for Jesus, if you're not living for the Lord and you're not practicing your faith, yes, death is the greatest tragedy. If we don't live for the Lord, death is a tragedy. But if we live for Jesus, if we trust in Jesus, if we love Jesus and we follow our life living His commandments and living for His church, then death is a victory for all of us. Whether we're 80 or 90 years old when death comes our way, or whether we're 20 or 30 years old when death comes our way. We need to live for the Lord. We need to trust in Him. That's what today reminds us. There's a beautiful prayer at the end of the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Eternal God, in this beautiful prayer, ends by saying that we might not become discouraged, that we might not despair or become despondent, but that we would submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. That's the prayer we need to be praying. That no matter what happens in my life, Lord, no matter what sickness or trial or suffering or burden or cross comes my way, I'm going to trust you, Jesus. And I'm going to trust in your will. And I'm going to trust that your love and your mercy is going to get me through whatever I need to get through. There's no better person to trust than Jesus, because He's all powerful and all good. And if we live for Him, then no death and no suffering can ever tear us away. So let's live for the Lord, and let's trust in Him, and let's give Him our hearts in this Mass. Jesus, we trust in you.